the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, it's kind of twofold. I have, it's been several weeks now, and I signed up to get an appointment, and nothing. I hadn't heard a word from anywhere. No text, no email, no phone call, no nothing. So
it wouldn't be an immediate callback. You just have to wait patiently because it's like a ton of people all registered. In the beginning, a lot of people really booked all the slots for the beginning of the month. Well, for the beginning of the year. So it may be a minute before they get out to, before they reach out to you. It won't be immediate.
Well, okay. There's no way to check status or anything, right? I mean, you can't like go back into an account or look at your name or address or anything.
No, ma'am.
Okay, okay. And every time it's like, okay, so I hear on the news, okay, Shelby County at the Pelham Civic Center is taking appointments for, I think it was the 22nd, 24th, 25th, something like that. Then when you go in there and it says go to this portal or whatever and see if you sign up for your first dose or whatever, second dose, you do that, and it says put in the county that you're looking for. You do that, and it says nothing available. So I guess they really go quickly.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just heard this, last night on the news, you know. So is there any way to check that for sure? I mean,
no, ma'am. The only thing that you, the only thing that if you register, you know, on the phone with someone.
I did.
Then it went in for sure because it's all one database that all the information goes to. So you can't check it. But, you know, once you've registered, that's all it takes. But if you want to be sure, you can always pre-register again, but they may put you, you know, further back in the list.
Right. So I registered. I called the number that said, they said it was the Alabama Department of Public Health.
Right. And it was the vaccine registration line, the 855 number?
Uh-huh. It was.
Okay. So I can reassure you if they took your information, like your name, your email, phone number, your county and age, then you're in the system.
Okay. But there's no way you can look that up.
No, ma'am, because this is the testing site hotline. You know, I give you information where to go get tested.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just have to wait around, I guess. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.